Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
We're back. It's 12 after.
And you need a helping.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Dr. Andrew Zacharakis, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and a new friend. He's acting director of the Arthur M. Blank Center for Entrepreneurship at Babson College. He's also associate professor of entrepreneurship there, and he's our new friend, and he prefers to be called Zach. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. One of the things that my audience knows a little bit about, Zach, is the work that the Babson College does with the Kauffman Foundation and the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor that you guys work on, because they've heard me talk about this before. Many of them are of the audience are subscribers to my newsletter, and those that are know that you know, a number of times during the year I referenced that study that you guys have conducted with Kauffman. It's a very important one, and I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is a study we started back in 1999 in conjunction with the London Business School. And our primary goal was to understand the impact of entrepreneurship on economies around the world. And in 2003, we had 30 countries participating. We've had up to 40 countries participating. And our major objective is just to find out how many people are trying to do something entrepreneurial.
And also, what I if I remember correctly, to see how much of an impact the fertility of the entrepreneurial soil is in any country, how much of an impact that has on the growth of the economy.
That's correct. And although we aren't able to determine causality, which is a fancy research term, we do find that those countries that have higher entrepreneurial rates tend to have higher economic growth.
Right.
Which, of course, is what we all like to see.
Absolutely. One of the standout findings that I remember about the first study that I looked at, which must have been back in 99, the very first one, Zach, was that of the top 10 industrialized nations, the one on the bottom of that list of 10 was Japan, which was currently in a, which kind of still is currently in a about a 14-year recession. And the one on the top, the country on the top of the list, was the United States, which has been the shining beacon economically through quite a bit of, through several years of global bad news, really, in a lot of ways. Economically, and so you guys basically, as I remember, you that was one of the ways that you tied a healthy entrepreneurial environment to economic growth.
That's right, and I mean this relationship has continued over the last 5 years. We find that Japan actually is starting to pick up entrepreneurially. Their most current rate is around 4% of the population, which is up from about 1.5% back in 1999.
Right. What is it in the U.S.?
Yeah, the United States is today at about 11.3%, which is down from our high water mark in 2000 of 16.7%.
Right.
That is up from last year's 10.5%. So you can see as the economy starts to recover, entrepreneurship starts to pick up.
Well, but let me ask you this question, Zach. Is, or could we say, as entrepreneurship picks up, the economy starts to pick up? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, that's one of the questions that we're really trying to understand. It's hard to tell from the few years that we have which is leading which. There have been studies that suggest that entrepreneurship helps an economy recover, but then there's been other studies that suggest that if there aren't customers, it's hard for entrepreneurship to take hold. So we know during the recession that a lot of companies weren't buying products,
right,
and that made it hard for new entrepreneurial companies to enter.
Well, you see, Zach, you're a professor, you're a researcher, you have to deal with the numbers, you have to get it right. And so you have to give the answer that you gave, and this is a good one. But I'm an editorialist and I'm a small business advocate. I don't have to get it right. I only have to get it close. And so, so in my opinion, the story I'm sticking to is entrepreneurship picked up and then the economy picked up.
Well, I think you can make that claim. I mean, one of the things that we saw at Babson, since we have a lot of students who are interested in entrepreneurship, is that the number of students who are pursuing a new venture while they're doing their graduate studies increased over the last few years.
Right.
And there's a couple of reasons for that, I think. One is that people want to do something that's fulfilling. And I think this really came home after 9/11. Going and working in the corporation to try to advance up the ladder became a little less appealing when you realize that life is somewhat fragile and people want to self-actualize, if you will. Secondly, I think people realize that today, more so than 20 years ago, a corporate job isn't the secure safe haven that it once was, and you might as well go out and create your own future, if you will.
Another way that I say that, Zach, is that the job security myth is officially been debunked now.
Oh, clearly.
It was always a myth, but it's become more evident in the 21st century, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all have friends at this stage who've lost their jobs, and we've seen that insecurity has crept up from the blue-collar jobs to the white-collar jobs. And today, if you are not always performing at top-notch, you are at risk.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the thing is that in the 20th century, job security was a tether. And one of the things that tethered us to our jobs were the benefits. And one of the things that's happening right now is that benefits are becoming more and more portable. And one of the first steps that is to help make those benefits portable was the health savings accounts that were enacted into law in December with the Medicare bill. And
right.
That's one of the public policy elements, Zach, that I think is contributing to what I've been calling for a number of years now, the 21st century as the century of the entrepreneur.
That's an interesting relationship. I think you have some strong merit in your arguments.
Well, one of the things, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, Zach, and when we come back, I want to get your thoughts on my proposal that every day something happens that makes me believe more and more that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. I was saying this before it was the 21st century, and I want to get your thoughts on that right after these messages. By the way, folks, Zach has a book out right now I'd like to tell you about. It's called Portable MBA in Entrepreneurship, and when we come back, he's going to tell us where you can find that book. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. Dr. Andrew Zacharakis is our guest. He's an associate professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College in Babson Park, Massachusetts. And, Zach, I want you to tell us a little bit about Babson.
Well, Babson is a school that has been at the center of entrepreneurship for many, many years, and we just had two recent honors bestowed upon us that I'd like to share. For the 11th year in a row, U.S. News & World Report has rated our entrepreneurship program number one in the nation.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And just this last week, Entrepreneur Magazine also rated our entrepreneurship program and our Center for Entrepreneurship number one in the nation. So we've been doing entrepreneurship for a long time, and we have probably the largest faculty in the country that works on this.
That sounds like a country music song, Zach. We were entrepreneur before entrepreneurs were cool or something like that. I don't...
Well, I hate to say that because I think I've always been cool, but maybe that's right.
Okay, tell us about your book, the one that's out right now.
Well, the Portable MBA in Entrepreneurship is a third edition book that I co-edit with Bill Bygrave, who's probably one of the early pillars in entrepreneurship. And the book basically shows some of the best work that's being taught in classrooms around the country. And we have chapters in the book on marketing for entrepreneurs, business planning, putting together pro forma financials, building your financing through debt and equity and things along those lines.
And where is it available?
It is available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. It's published by Wiley. And you can order it online, or you can probably find it in your local bookstore.
And folks, let me spell his last name for you. Z-A-C-H-A-R-A-K-I-S. Zacharakis, just like you think it might be. If you can spell Blasting Game, you can spell Zacharakis. Trust me on that one. By the way, if someone wanted to check out Babson College online, how would they do that?
They would just go to www.babson.edu.
Okay, check that out, folks. And I'm sure they can find the entrepreneurship department's link there on the homepage there. Okay, Zach, in 1999, on this show, I started saying that the 21st century was going to be that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation, and that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. Every day, week, month, and year since then, something has happened to make me believe that more and more. And when I say that, I'm primarily talking about the difference between the way entrepreneurs leverage their dreams in the 21st century as opposed to the way they had to leverage them in the 20th century. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's a really strong proposition, and I'll add to that because the major factor I think that drives entrepreneurship in the United States is just our culture, our sense of independence,
right?
Our sense that we can do things on our own. And if
and
I think
your
back
research,
20 years
your
ago,
research proved that, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And if I think back 20 years ago to when I was a kid, we all had role models, and that was our parents, and they were working in corporations for basically their entire careers. And a few of us wanted to be the next great football player. But today when I talk to students, their role models are great entrepreneurs. They're the Bill Gates, they're the Michael Dells, or they're the Arthur Blanks, who was the founder of Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And so today the idea of entrepreneurship is not just a dream. It is something that everybody thinks that they can do. And so students are out there trying to create their own future versus trying to help other corporations.
The other thing that's happened is you know, Zach, even sometimes in some areas 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, if a company, regardless of the size, wanted to have some really powerful technology, they had to basically hire somebody to create it for them in a proprietary way, and it many times cost millions of dollars. And today, entrepreneurs have that kind of power available to them for $49.95.
That's right. I mean, when you think about the technology that's facilitated the growth of business, the internet, and the ability to work with engineers and software experts from around the world, a company that wants to develop the next great widget can do that with two or three people with a great idea,
right?
Who then are able to connect virtually with software engineers in India or in the Silicon Valley or wherever that may be. So what we're seeing today is a lot of virtual organizations that are creating great things that give them an entryway into the world, and then maybe they leverage that to become the next great big company.
Another thing that makes me call this the century of the entrepreneur, Zach, is the way employees are starting to think about themselves. Don't you see a culture growing? I know I'm trying to encourage this, where employees are saying, you know what, I might not have any equity, but I want to be entrepreneurial in the way I do my job.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think you see that at all levels. I see a lot of people who have had traditionally blue-collar jobs who now think that they can make a difference. And you're seeing that because of some of the differences in management. If you look back again 20 years ago, it was very hierarchical, and the top man was the general, and the orders would filter down. Today, a lot of corporations are saying, look, we know that the people closest to the customer are more likely to identify the opportunities, and we need to give them a little leeway to do that.
Right, and that's, you're exactly right. We are eliminating, haven't done it completely yet, but we are eliminating the dominator model and changing that out with the partner model. And I'd like to get you back on the show and talk about some of these things a little bit more. Will you come back again another day?
I'd love to.
Dr. Andrew Zacharakis. Zach, thank you very much for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye. See you later, Zach. Quick break. I'll be right back with John Deeney, 29 After. The show is brought to you by IBM.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.